Conference 549, table number 104. Thursday morning Bible exposition, Dr. Stephen Tong.
我上一次见到我们的解经讲员是几个月以前。
Dr. Tong was in our church doing a series of meetings.
唐中华牧师那个时候在我们教会领会。
And he was having lunch with some of our church leaders.
他跟我们的教会一些领袖吃饭。
When I was introduced to him, he had a toothpick in his mouth.
当我介绍认识他的时候，他嘴巴里有一根牙签。
And when he saw me, he grabbed me by the lapel and said, "You must be the English speaker."
他看到我的时候，他这样做，他说你一定是英文的讲员。
So how's the English work doing, and how are they treating you?
他说你的英文的这个侍奉如何啊？他们对你怎么样啊？
Whatever Dr. Tong does, he does it with deep intensity and integrity.
唐牧师不管做什么，他都是很有力而且很诚实的做。
And he brings the same intensity and integrity to the Word of God.
他同样的把这个能力，把这样子诚实的能力带到讲解神的话语上。
My hat is off to Dr. Samuel Ling.
我对林博士非常的敬佩。
It's a delight to watch the two of them slug it out as they try to bring the Word of God.
当他们在讲解神的话语的时候，好像是一场征战。
So I'm delighted to introduce you to again Dr. Stephen Tong.
我再次介绍唐崇荣牧师。
我很诚实地说，我忘记了他所讲的那件事情。With
great integrity, I forgot what he talked about.
感谢主给我们今天还有一次在这里聚会。Thank
God for another opportunity for us to meet.
明天早上我再讲一次，我的责任在这里就完了。I
finish my responsibility after tomorrow morning.
昨天早上我们提到圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的上帝在救赎的工作上。 怎样预备，怎样成全，怎么样的事情？
We saw how the Father prepared, the Son accomplished, and the Spirit applied redemption yesterday.
是救赎的大功，是我们福音信息的一个基础。
The work of redemption is the foundation of the message and mission.
圣父、圣子、圣灵所做的工作是永恒旨意，不是暂时临时的东西。
The work of the Father, Son, and Spirit is His eternal will, not a temporal plan.
所以当教会传讲福音的时候，
So when the church proclaims the gospel,
教会是在神永恒的旨意里面与父、子、圣灵同工。
The church works together with the Father, Son, and Spirit in their eternal will.
我们做人的工作，我们可以靠人的智慧的方法。
When we do human work, we use human methods.
我们做人的工作，我们依靠人的金钱同力量。
When we do human work, we use human resources.
我们做人的工作需要人的理智同人的这一个经验。
We use human reason and experience as well.
但是我们做上帝的工作的时候，
When we do God's work, however,
除非主的灵亲自与我们同行，在我们身上施行他的能力，没有一个人能把福音的工作做。
Without the presence and the power of the Spirit, no one can accomplish God's work.
昨天我们是讲到我们在福音的工作上，乃是要把上帝的选民彰显出来。
In the ministry of the gospel, we manifest the people chosen of God.
谁是基督徒呢？
Who's a Christian?
就是那些经过圣灵的工作，从罪人的身份。
Those are the sinners who have been converted and who have returned to God as saints.
为什么能够有这样的转化的工作呢？
Why is conversion possible?
万事以前，创世之永恒的时候，神预定了一些人的救。
Because God has predestined His chosen people before the foundation of the world.
基督到世界上来，为他的百姓，要拯救他们脱离罪而牺牲自己。
And Jesus Christ came into the world and sacrificed His life for His chosen people.
耶稣基督说，父啊，你所赐给子的，子已经把永生赐给他们。
Jesus says, O Father, those whom you have given to the Son has given eternal life to them.
那么这个永生是借着圣灵的工作临到人的身上。
And eternal life comes to the hearts and lives of men through the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们做上帝的工作的时候，
When we do the work of God,
只有主的灵在我们身上亲自膏抹我们，与我们同在，给我们能力，我们才能做工。
Only if the Holy Spirit anoints us, is present with us, and empowers us, can we do so.
当教会只注重对内的牧养，而不注重
If the church only shepherds its own and does not reach out to the lost,
这个教会就自己慢慢枯干，慢慢缩小。
The church dries up and shrinks.
当教会没有 把福音的使命当作我们重要的见证在地上存在的原因的时候
If the church does not take its mission and witness in the world as the reason for its existence on earth
我们就很难经历主与我们同在的那个特权
We cannot experience the privilege of God with us
所以耶稣说你们到普天下去传福音给万民听叫他们奉父子的名受洗我所教导的你吩咐他们遵行我就与你们同在直到世界的末了
Jesus said I will be with you until the end of the age if you go into the world and make disciples of every nation discipling them, baptizing them and teaching them all I've commanded you
你跟许多的教会忽略的福音与教会生命生死存亡的关系
Many churches have forgotten the relationship the vital relationship with the gospel and existence of the church
今天许多的教会把社会关怀把对内的行动当作就是整个教会最重要的工作而忽略那个中心的信息要怎样对世界做见证
Too many churches are emphasizing internal affairs and social concern and forgot about the lifeline of the gospel to the world
还有许多的神学生神学教授甚至许多的福音会议只讨论怎么传福音而没有真正去传福音
Many congresses, seminaries and professors and students are only talking about methods how and do not really do it
我们看见许多的福音会议产生了 Congress Specialist 但是没有产生真正树林那个征战中间的战士
We have seen many Congress Specialists too few warriors in the battle
你在什么福音的会议都看到这个人出现了那个人出现了个个在福音会里面来代表他是教会的领袖但是在福音工厂里面找不到这些的面孔
When you seePeople, different faces appearing over and over again in congresses, you do not see the same faces in the battleground.
如果我们没有真正的传福音，只爱讨论传福音，我们越讨论，我们越犯罪。
If we only talk about evangelism and do not do it, we sin.
所以从神学院，从教授，从学生，从这牧师，从基督徒，爱开福音会而不传福音，我们都应当求主把悔改的灵赐给我们。
May God give us the spirit of repentance.As seminary professors, students, pastors, and lay people to rescue us from this Congress mentality.
我一而再，再而三，许多次的诉说，许多人没有念神学以前，为了福音的使命受感动、奉献，读了神学毕业拿了学位以后，就更不爱传福音。
I repeat and repeat that many with a zeal for evangelism after they graduate from seminary, they've lost it.
这样的神学的罪是很大。
The sin of the seminary is great.
我们读了神学而放弃福音工作，我们的罪是很大的。
We get theology, we lose evangelism. It's a great sin.
求主在这几次的聚会里面给我们眺望过来。
May God stir us up again.
重新立志做一个福音工作者，不是一个福音讨论者。
That we may commit ourselves to be a gospel worker and not just a discusser.
我们昨天看见天上的父子圣灵。三位一体的上帝怎么样为人类成全的救恩
The Father, Son, and Spirit have prepared and accomplished that applied redemption in history
现在我们要看见被造界天使先知圣徒怎样去了解这个福音同传
And now let's take a look at the created realm angels, prophets, and believers how they experience and understand salvation
我们大家打开彼得前书第一章
First Peter chapter 1
我们将从第八节一直念到第十二节
We will read in Chinese from verses 8 to 12.
彼得前书第一章第八节念到第十二节。
First Peter 1, 8 to 12.
换到了我念第八，你们念第九，一直轮流下去。We take turn in reading this passage. 彼得前书第一章第八节，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就也说不出来，满有荣光的大喜乐。第九节。并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得着恩典的众先知，早已详细的寻求考察，就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，后来的荣耀是指着什么时候，并怎样的时候，他们得了启示。知道他们所传讲的一切事不是为自己乃是为你们那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人现在将这些事报给你们最后一句大家念天使也愿意详细查看这些事我想我们就读到这个地方
First Peter 1,
那么这段圣经里面给我们提到有三个不同的位格
We see three kinds of persons
就是先知们
Prophets,
第二就是传福音的人
those who proclaim the gospel,
还有天使
and then the angels.
所以这三种受造物
three kinds of creatures.
圣灵所预备所成全所有事情的救恩
In response to the salvation prepared by the Father, accomplished by the Son, and applied by the Spirit.
在前面我们先看到先知们的反应是什么?
What was the response of the prophets?
有看到传福音的圣徒们的反应是什么?
What was the response of the saints?
在最后的一句话提到了连天使也愿意详细地查考这些事情
Finally, we see how the angels even long to look into these things.
所以在这里三种受造之物
We see three kinds of created beings.
天上的天使,
angels in heaven.
旧约的先知,
Old Testament prophets.
还有新约的使徒,
and New Testament apostles. And all messengers of the gospel through the ages.
他们这样反映这个福音救赎的大功,
responding to the great act of redemption.
我要从先最后的这一方面来谈,
we'll start from the end.
也就是天使们为这件事做了怎么样的反应?
What did the angels do in response?
我们可以把天使分成两个大类,
we see there are two classifications of angels.
天使就是善良的天使
Good angels
第二种的天使就是邪恶的天使
Secondly, evil angels
善良的天使与邪恶的天使都是神所造的神灵界里面的最高的货物
Angels, good or bad, are both created by God in the pure spiritual realm.
他们是比人更高一层的活物
They are higher than man.
因为当人被造的时候，诗篇第八篇说 被造比天使微小一点
Because Psalm 8 tells us that we are created a little lower than the angels.
希伯来书第二章提到基督 道成肉身的时候，也讲到他暂时比天使微小一点。
Hebrews 2 tells us that when Jesus became incarnate, he was made a little lower than angels.
所以这神灵界的最高的受造物是大有能力，应当是遵行上帝旨意的天使。
These creatures in the pure spiritual realm are on the highest level, proclaiming the glory of God.
但是希伯来书提到了一句话，那个蒙拣选的天使。
But Hebrews talk about the elect angels.
又提到了上帝不救拔天使。
And those that God did not save.
所以这里给我们看见有善良的不犯罪的天使，有邪恶堕落犯罪的天使。
So we have those who are good and sinless angels, and those who are fallen angels.
犯罪的天使所做的工作是什么呢？
What do sinful angels do?
照他们的天使当他们的领袖所做的工作，一共分成三个大类。
There are three categories of things that they and their leaders. Leader does.
第一类的工作就是抵挡神的旨意。
First of all, they oppose the will of God.
抵挡者。
They resist and oppose.
反抗者,
they rebel.
他们不能接受神最高的权威。
They cannot accept God's highest sovereignty.
他们抵挡神，反对神，所以他的名字叫做撒旦。
They oppose God, his name is Satan.
撒旦的名字的意思就是抵挡者的意思。
The name Satan means he who resists.
所以这些天使随从堕落的天使长。
So fallen angels along with their archangel Satan oppose the will of God.
第二样,
Second,
撒旦和魔鬼是这个邪鬼物灵所做的工作是试探人引诱人犯罪的工作。
Satan and his demons tempt people to sin.
叫人跌倒, 叫人犯罪, 叫人与他们一同
And the man might fall and sin and resist and oppose God. And so Satan is called the tempter. Second work of the devil. They attack and harass and possess people.
邪灵、物鬼附身的人，他们有非常与平常人不同的这个动作出来。
So we see those who are possessed by evil spirits have bizarre behavior.
我在这里顺便一提的，就是那些因为被吹一口气就跌倒、就倒向后的那些人，他们不是受圣灵充满。
And let me say that those who have been breathed upon and fallen become slain are not by the Holy Spirit.
因为除了圣父一次创造人吹气以后，圣子一次吹气。 应许降临圣灵以外，没有先知、没有使徒可以向人吹气。
The Father breathed in creation. The Son breathed in the Great Commission. No one else have breathed the breath of life.
所以像 Benny Hinn 还有西方许多极端灵恩派的这些领袖，他们用吹气叫人跌倒来代表接受圣灵。 完全是 non-biblical and non-Christian.
No other angel or prophet has done it. So Benny Hinn and other extreme charismatics are not biblical and Christian in what they do.
没有圣经的根据.
No biblical basis.
不是圣经的教训.
It's not biblical teaching.
你不能把那种就当作是圣灵充满的一个记号.
Don't take that as a sign of the fullness of the Spirit.
因为圣灵感动人, 一个人是向前匍匐敬拜上帝, 向后倒代表什么? 圣经不告诉我们。
When the Holy Spirit comes upon a person, he falls down and worships God. When a person falls back, there's no such category in the Bible.
一个人被圣灵充满的时候，他的理智是清楚的，因为真理的启示正在管制他受造而堕落的理性。
When a person is filled with the Spirit, his reason is clear because truth enters his reason, which is limited, created, fallen, and redeemed. And so now truth controls and governs this reason. Those who are possessed by the Spirit do not have a clear mind. Their mind is confused. The Bible never talks about being possessed by the Spirit, only being possessed by evil spirits.
所以呢，一个人被圣灵充满，同被邪鬼附着，你要把它分开来。
Make a distinction between being filled with the Spirit and being possessed by evil spirits.
我们现在很清楚了，什么叫做被圣灵充满，什么叫做被邪灵污鬼附着，是完全不一样的。
Now you see the difference? Being filled with the Spirit and being possessed by evil spirits.
那我们现在已经看出来了，圣父、圣灵这圣子所预备成全施行的救恩。
Now you see, the Father prepared the work, the Spirit applied, and the Son have accomplished His great salvation.
邪恶的物灵同那些败坏的天使就要混乱人，使人没有办法明白。
Evil spirits, fallen angels want to confuse the minds of men that they cannot understand.
连圣徒如果可能的话，也受他们迷惑。
And if possible, even saints might be bewildered by them.
这是耶稣的话语。This
is Jesus' words.
那么关于善良的天使怎么样呢？
What about the good angels?
保罗说，我在蒙拣选的上帝面前，蒙拣选的天使面前来吩咐你们。
Paul says, I beseech you by those chosen elect angels of God.
表示有一些的天使蒙拣选，不进到可能堕落的地步里面。
That means some angels are elect and they enter into a state where they cannot fall.
所以这天使呢，他们就永远没有犯罪的那个记录，同可能继续成为神圣洁的这个蒙差遣、那遵行神旨意的属灵的活物。
And so angels do not have a record of sin, nor do they have a possibility of sin. They are pure and holy. They serve God.
那么这些天使 对救恩的反应是什么呢？
How do they respond to salvation?
彼得前书第一章刚才第十二节的最后一句话就提出来了。
First Peter 1:12 tells us,
天上的使者也愿意详细查看这些事。
Even angels long to investigate into these things.
详细查看这些事什么意思呢？
Look into these things. What does that mean?
因为他太惊奇了。
Because they marvel so.
他太快乐了。
They are so happy.
他惊奇什么呢？
What are they marveling at?
快乐什么呢？
What do they rejoice in?
快乐亚当的后裔竟然犯了罪，还可以有被救赎的可能。
That the descendants of Abraham have fallen into sin and yet they could be saved.
他很奇怪的，为什么上帝独生子愿意到人类中间来，为人死在十字架上。
They marvel how the Son of God comes, become incarnate and die in the word of man.
换句话，这个善良天使的内心中间丝毫没有诡诈，也丝毫没有妒忌。
There is no guile, no envy in the hearts of angels.
他看见人有被救赎的可能，他心中只有欢喜，只有快乐，只有为人感恩。
There's only joy in their hearts when they see that people have the possibility of being saved.
当他看到人有被救赎的可能的时候，
But when they see that men could be saved,
他的好奇驱使他们要好好观察这些救赎的步骤是怎样运行的。
Their curiosity propels them to observe the steps of the application of redemption.
耶稣基督说，在地上有一个人悔改，天上的使者都欢喜快乐。
So Jesus says that when a sinner repents on earth, even the angels rejoice.
你看见了没有呢？
You see it?
这些天使多么与我们同乐。
The angels joy with us.
如果别人成功，你与他一同快乐，你就比较像天使了。
If others succeed and you rejoice with them, you're more like angels.
如果别人成功，你很不高兴，你就有一点像魔鬼了。
If others succeed and you are envious, then you're more like the devil.
天使中间我们看见有成功的，那蒙拣选的善良的天使，有堕落的失败的犯罪的天使。
So you see those angels who succeed, who are good and holy, those who have fallen and those who sin.
天上纯洁的善良的天使，他对福音同福音的果效，对人承受福音的可能，那个积极的态度，应当是我们伦理的一个模范。
We should learn from the ethical example of these pure and good angels who rejoice at the accomplishment and application of redemption. Maybe you haven't even read about these that you've just heard in the last few minutes.
Those are original thinking.
这些都是创意的思想。有很多人以为呢，要读重要的书，一定要读美国人、德国人读的神学书。我告诉亚洲人，神也会给你很多很重要的思想的。 Don't think that only good theology comes from America and Germany. Asians can read the Bible and discover great truths.
这里看见天使详细查看,
the angels look into these things.
这些事是什么呢?
What are these things?
These are historical facts and the greatest events which composed the salvation history in the man's history.
历史的事实这些伟大的作为成全了神的救恩神到人间来 God came to the world
道成肉身,
the word became incarnate
无限界进到有限界,
the infinite comes into the finite
从创造界进到受造界,
the creator came into the realm of the created
不能见界进到能见界,
from the invisible he comes into the visible
从永恒界进到暂时界,
the eternal comes into the temporal
从灵界进到物质界,
the spiritual came into the material
这一个突破,
this breakthrough
从上到下, 不像所有的宗教盼望从下到上
It's a condescending down Not like other religions who are sent up
这是神的救赎与所有的宗教动机不同的地方
The redemption of God Radically different from any other religion's motive
所有最伟大的宗教使人要从暂时界突破进到有无限界里去
All great religions try to break through from the temporal into the eternal
道成肉身把整个的方向转过来从无限界突破进到历史界里面来
The incarnation turns us around The infinite comes into the finite
这就是所谓道成肉身这就是所谓以马内利这就是神与我们同在最具体的历史事件
This is the most concrete historical fact This is the incarnation This is Emmanuel God with us
在这个历史事件的背后一连串在基督身上发生的事件就是这些圣经所讲的这些事
And so in history, the series of events in Jesus' life are these things.
基督的道成肉身,
the incarnation of Jesus Christ.
基督的绝对圣洁的无罪生活,
his absolute sinless life.
基督的对撒旦绝对的得胜,
his absolute triumph over Satan.
基督的完全圣洁蒙神悦纳的生活,
Christ's holy life, totally acceptable to God.
基督带我们的罪死在十字架上,
Jesus' atoning sacrifice, his death on the cross.
基督为我们的缘故被埋葬,
He was buried for us. And he was raised from the dead according to the scriptures. He ascended into heaven. One day he shall return. These historical facts are the very heart of history because they are the foundation of salvation history. The angels are not interested who gets elected next year's president. They're not interested in which party gets how many congressional seats. They're not interested in the great strike in France.
1997, 北京接管香港, 他也没有什么兴趣,
they're,
只有香港人特别兴趣,
they're not interested in 1997, only Hong Kong people are interested in that.
但是天使特别兴趣的是什么呢?
The great interest of the angels.
为什么同样是我们做天使的, 有的失败, 上帝不派耶稣为他死, 但是亚当的后代, 犯罪上帝派他的独生子为他们死
It's why is it that certain angels fall and God doesn't send his son to save them but when people fall God sent his son to save them
是不是善良的天使已经失去了对堕落天使之间的同类爱呢
Is it that these elect angels have lost this homogeneous love for their fellow angels
为什么天使看见比天使被造更卑微的人 犯罪还可能得救 他会感到这样大的兴趣呢
Why is it that the angels marvel when creatures lower than them people fall and they have the possibility of redemption
我读神学那么多年,
no one has told me after all these years of theological study
没有一本书好好提过这个事情,
no book have really talked about it
我在圣经的研究,
I find this a very serious and interesting topic in the Bible
是彼得在这里说,
the Bible tells that the angels long to look into these things
当天使考察的时候,
and when the angels investigate
我看见这个好奇使他有一个一些特别的参与
The curiosity involves certain participation and action on the angel's part.
你不感到奇怪, 当耶稣降生的时候, 天使出现了。
So it's not you will not be surprised that when Jesus was born, angels were there.
当耶稣受撒旦试探以后, 天使出现了。
After Jesus was tempted by Satan, angels came.
当耶稣在克西马尼园祷告的时候, 天使出现了。
When Jesus prayed at Gethsemane, angels emerged.
当耶稣基督被埋葬的时候, 天使出现了。 管理和看守那个坟墓。
When Jesus was buried, angels were there watching over the tomb.
当天使这个耶稣基督死里复活的时候，天使也在那里。
And when God Jesus rose from the dead, angels were there.
当耶稣基督升天的时候，天使对望着天的人讲话。
And when Jesus ascended into heaven, angels spoke to the peoples of the world.
耶稣基督再来的时候，与天上的使者一同降临。
Jesus shall return with the heavenly host.
你注意到圣经里面特别这些奇妙的记录吗？
You find all this wonderful record in the Bible.
天使要详细查看这些事。
Angels will look into these things.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这是灵界展现出来一个很大的戏剧， the cosmic spiritual drama.
This is a great cosmic drama.
是超过有限界的。在这个无限界永恒界里面的很伟大的一个神的工作
A drama that transcends the finite in the realm of the infinite and the eternal which God has accomplished
唯一缺席的事件好像就是耶稣被钉十字架的时候天使没有出现
The only regret seems to be the crucifixion of Jesus Christ The angels weren't there
Why angels did not appear when Jesus was crucified
为什么天使在耶稣被钉十字架时不出现
为什么他们 absent 呢
Why were they not there
为什么
Why?
不是不在那里
Not that they were not there
圣经没有记录
The Bible didn't talk about it
但是耶稣基督有一句话表现这是一件事实大家也有的
However what Jesus tells us that it is a fact
当彼得拔出刀来把马勒古的耳朵砍下去的时候
When Peter pulled out his knife wanted to cut off the slave the ear
What did
Jesus say?
岂不知有十二营的天使正在围绕着我，想要救护我吗？
Jesus said, "Don't you know that there are 12 legions of angels who would rescue me?"
我相信，当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，天上的使者围绕在各个他的山上等候，甚至发一道命令，把所有的仇敌都杀灭了。
I believe that when Jesus was crucified, the angels surround Calvary, waiting for the Son of God to slay the enemies of God. When Hezekiah was on the throne,
他带着一封信进到圣殿里面，求上帝看看他的政治危机就在迫在眉头了。
He took a letter to God, showing God his political crisis.
当天晚上，上帝就用一个天使把185,000个围着耶路撒冷的敌军，一共把他杀灭掉。
That night, the angels of God slew 185,000 enemies.
如果一个天使有这么大的权柄，十二营的天军有多么大的力量呢
？If angels have such power, what power belongs to 12 legions of angels?
我可以想象，当耶稣降生的时候，天上的天使开了最很悲哀的一个什么呢？推这个叫做离别会。
I think that when Jesus was born, there was a very sad farewell in heaven on the part of the angels.
我们的天上的王要降到动物的地方那里去了。
Our king in heaven is going to go to a zoo.
照样，当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，天使天军围绕耶路撒冷，要等候耶稣发命令，他们就可以消灭耶稣的仇敌。
When Jesus died on the cross, they were waiting for Jesus' command that they might slay the enemies of God. They have pulled out the knife from the sheath, prepared to slay the enemies. And Jesus opened his mouth.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they know not what they do.
所以不是杀死他们，是赦免他们，刀再放进去。
So.Do not slay them.
Forgive them. You put the knife back.
The angels never know the next step of Jesus.
有一个人问我，告诉我的，我更喜欢贝多芬的音乐，过于莫扎特的音乐。
Some people say I love Beethoven's music more than Mozart.
我说为什么呢
？Why?
因为我听莫扎特的音乐这一句，我大概知道下一句是什么。
Because when I listen to Mozart, I pretty much know what the next phrase is.
莫扎特音乐当当当叮当叮当，我大概可以想当当当叮当叮叮出来了。但是当我听贝多芬的音乐的时候
When you listen to the music of Beethoven
我永远不知道下一句要出什么
东西 You never know what the next development is
所以特别是听 Stravinsky 你更不知道下一音是什么了
And when you listen to Stravinsky you don't even know the next note is
天使永远不知道耶稣下一步骤要怎么样
The angels never know what Jesus is going to do next
所以他详细查看
They look into these things
他详细考察
They long to look into these things
他只能说我是永远莫名其妙的
They say I will always wonder
因为主的名字就是奇妙所以我永远莫名其妙
Because his name is wonderful, so I will wonder on forever.
现在许多的人对圣经，因为看到圣经太奇妙了，结果他就跟着教会的潮流走，不要研究圣经，因为他知道他永远是莫名其妙。
The Bible is too wonderful. That's why some people do not study the Bible and they follow the secular trends in the church.
天使怎么讲呢
？What do the angels say?
圣经说他愿意详细查看这些事。
Bible says they want to look into these things.
详细查看,
investigate.
详细研究,
investigate.
这是天使研究神学成为我们榜样的一个记录.
This is an example of our serious investigation into theology.
我已经30多年在神学教育界里面教神学.
I have been in theological teaching for over 30 years.
我发现许多神学院挂的是神学的招牌里面讲的没有多少神学.
Many seminaries have theology on their signs, not much theology in their teaching.
许多策略的问题,
lots of strategy.
许多的数据,
lots of statistics,
statistics,
lots of cultural issues.
怎样用上帝超文化的道去批判文化中思想潮流的工作，从来没有做得好。
But too little transcendent critique by the word of God in culture.
所以我6月份会回到华盛顿来主办一个 Reform Institute for Christianity and 21st Century. 你们可以在后面拿那些 brochure.
And so in June, I shall return to Washington, D.C. to conduct the Reform Institute on Christianity in the 21st
我们传福音的人要信福音，信福音。
We preach the gospel and say, come, believe in Jesus. And you ask them to raise their hands, they raise their hands, they go home, you go home. When they go home, their mind is still confusion. Their mind is still mentioned as thinking. Their mind is still Thomas Kuhn's. It's still Hadamard.
And
they are still
Marxian.
They become Christian. Why? Because Sunday lunch is free after church. Been a Christian for years, they don't really know what the Christian faith is all about. According to phenomenon, they raised their hand.
按照名单受过洗了,
according to the list, they were baptized.
按照总会的记录,
according to denomination records, I'm a Christian. They have a baptism certificate. What is the Christian faith? What is the Christian critique of secular culture? That we really preach the gospel, have we really taken out that which transcends culture, that which is absolute? Angels long to investigate these things. And when they see it clearly, they continue to marvel in praise, in unending joy. Joyfully longing and waiting for sinners to repent. Each day they rejoice. When people repent, the angels rejoice. When people preach the gospel, the angels rejoice. When we preach the gospel, we please God and please the angels. Okay, this part is second creature. Those commissioned in Old Testament to be prophets, the spokesman for God. These prophets, verse 10 says, concerning the salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently with great care. Early, long ago, searched intently. Same attitude.
同样的方法,
same method.
同样的精神,
same spirit.
相信考察,
searched intently.
相信寻求,
investigating.
想要明白,
seeking to understand.
先知的灵,
the spirit of prophets do not speak apart from the spirit of God. A true prophet seeks to understand the salvation God has prepared. I marvel that the Bible's Holy Spirit is different from the spirit in the charismatic movement today. The spirit in the Bible is spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of counsel, the spirit of fire. Those who are filled with the Spirit, they are wise, they can accomplish great tasks, and they are faithful.
They
have all kinds of wisdom that transcends secular wisdom, that they can do all kinds of great things for God. Joseph in the Old Testament. Daniel, the administrator in the palace of Babylon.
圣所至圣所里面那些艺术家他们制造圣殿的时候神把智慧从艺术给他们
And those artists who constructed the Holy of Holies or Tabernacle
这是圣灵的工作
The Spirit of God's work
圣灵是智慧的灵
He is the Spirit of wisdom
圣灵是悟性的灵
He is the Spirit of understanding
圣灵是知识的灵
He is the Spirit of knowledge
圣灵是谋略的灵
He is the Spirit of counsel
一个人被圣灵充满有智慧有知识有谋略这是很合理的事情
So it is reasonable to expect that a person who is filled with the Spirit has wisdom, knowledge, and counsel.
今天我们称二十世纪是圣灵的世纪。
We call the 20th century the age of the Spirit.
我非常怀疑这句话。
I have a great question.
1969年，我在瑞士跟一些人辩论这个事情。
I debated this issue in 1969 in Switzerland.
我们不要先把现在这些运动套上圣灵这两个名字，两个字。
Don't label these.Spirit so fast.
With this kind of movement. Yeah. 为什么呢？因为在这个运动里，我看不见悟性，看不见智慧，看不见谋略，只有看见感情冲动所头脑模糊的工作。
We only see emotionalism and confused minds, no wisdom, knowledge, or counsel.
这些先知是不是被圣灵充满了？
Are these prophets for the Spirit?
这些先知是不是在圣灵高立呢？
These prophets, are they ordained, anointed by the Spirit?
这些先知是不是被圣灵差派呢？
Are these prophets commissioned by the angels, by God?Yes, by the Spirit they were commissioned. They were anointed by the Spirit, and they were anointed by the Holy Spirit. And they seek to understand these things. They seek to understand.
那你说的新派的神学家也不是很详细考察呢？
You said liberal theologians seek to understand too.
他们是用堕落的理性考察现象界的学术东西。
They use their fallen reason to understand the phenomenal realm.
但是这些的先知是靠着上帝给他们的智慧，考察在他们心中站在高莫感动他们的圣灵的启示。
The prophets, however, with the Spirit-given wisdom.Try to understand that which the Spirit has anointed and given them in their hearts.
So, this revelation is inside.
The revelation is inside, they've been revealed. So, the truth is revealed from God. And as created creatures, we receive truth revealed from the source of truth, the Creator Himself.
被造多的理性去发现去分析文化界的东西完全不一样
totally different from a fallen created reason trying to understand God
所以请你注意这两个神学的出发点
the two theologies have different points of departure
一个神学是经历了圣灵的工作圣灵内在圣灵浇灌圣灵充满然后呢在里面把这个启示发挥出来
oneStarts with the work of the Spirit, the presence of the Spirit, the anointing of the Spirit, the filling of the Spirit.
So in verse 11, it tells us
about this revelation. 就是
考察在他们心里基督的灵。
They seek what the Spirit of Christ was telling them.
所以这句话很重要的。
Very important.
考察心中那基督的灵。
Trying to find out what the Spirit of Christ was pointing.
这里给我们看见基督同圣灵之间的关系是什么
？We see the relationship between Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
圣灵被赐下来不是为了高举圣灵同灵恩的问题。
God gave the Spirit not to exalt the Spirit and the charismatic movement.
圣灵赐下来是要借助圣灵的大能使人归回耶稣基督。
The Spirit was given that with the Spirit's power, people may return to Jesus Christ.
圣灵感动人不是叫人离开被启示的圣经，乃是把人的思想带回。
The Spirit of Christ calls and takes hold of lives, not that they can depart from God, but come back to the truth, the revealed truth. It is a great error to separate Christ from the Spirit. An absolute great error to separate the Word and the Spirit. The Holy Spirit cannot be separated from truth. Cannot be separate from truth revealed, the scriptures.
约翰福音第十七章十七节告诉我们：父啊，求你用真理使他们成圣。你的道就是真理。
John 17:7 Father, sanctify them by the truth. Thy word is truth.
所以真理就是神的话语。
And so the truth is the word of God.
而这真理的话语就是圣灵所启示的真理。
The word of God is that which the Holy Spirit has revealed, the truth.
圣灵最大的两个显号，除了它是上帝的灵以外，它是基督的灵，它是真理的灵。
And so the two great names of the Spirit, other than being the Spirit of God, He is the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of Truth. Because He is the Spirit of Christ. That's why through Him only can men come to know Christ. Apart from the calling work of the Spirit, no one can confess Jesus as Lord. The Spirit is the Spirit of Truth.
So, 除了透过圣灵, 没有一个人真正明白, 或者正解圣经神的启示,
apart from the Spirit's work, no one can understand and interpret God's truth.
除了圣灵的工作以外, 没有一个人的头脑被带进上帝丰富差不多的奥秘的真理里面。
Apart from the work of the Holy Spirit, no one can come into the abundant, mysterious truth of God.
所以先知的考察, 同这一个词, 天使的考察,
there's a difference between the prophets and the angels' investigation. The angels have not experienced salvation. They cannot repent. They do not have the joy of receiving God's salvation. They can only be the Spirit serving those who have received and inherited salvation. They rejoice because people are saved. They have not experienced repentance and the joy it brings. So objectively, they watch that which is going to happen in the lives of men and women.
这个是个先知不一样的。
However, prophets are people.
先知领受了圣灵的启示。
They have received the Spirit's revelation.
圣灵在他们的心中光照。
The Holy Spirit illumined their hearts. And so revelation and illumination brings the truth into their subjective experience. And prophets, according to the power of the Spirit that lives in them, they know about the things of Christ. Because the work of the Holy Spirit is to exalt Christ and reveal Christ and lift up Christ. Verse 11, you see. They want to look into the things which the Holy Spirit in them was the point when He predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glory that would
follow.
That is, of what time? I am touched every time I read this. Because there are some very serious principles according to Orthodox theology revelation right in this verse. Apart from God's revelation, apart from a correct understanding of the Holy Spirit, apart from the testimony of the Spirit of Christ, no one understands the gospel. No one understands the glorious will of God. But when the angels investigate, they see God's strategy that is qualitatively different from all else. And how is it qualitatively different? And what is the absolutely different method? Only the sufferings of Christ can bring people into glory. Martin Luther tells us two aspects of knowledge of God. Some people only understand the Christ of glory. They do not understand the Christ of suffering. Some people only want the glorious Christ that will give them prosperity and all things go well. Others understand the suffering Christ. It's not that glories aren't there, glories come through the suffering.
The crucified Christ and the glorified Christ is the only Christ, the same Christ.
钉十字架的耶稣跟荣耀的基督是一位同一位的基督。教会的成功不是对基督的荣耀认识越多，我们就越丰富起来了。The success of the church is not just an understanding, a full understanding of the glories of Christ.
透过基督的受苦去明白他的荣耀，你的信仰才有根有基，你的灵性才是丰丰富富的。Your
life becomes more abundant and strongly rooted when you understand the glories of Christ through suffering.
这个原则。
Many churches in the West do not understand this principle. And so we think that we send missionaries from the West to the East, and then the church there will have revival.
西方教会已经忘记的策略同树林的原则。
At this day and age, the Spirit of God is going to reveal to the church in the West this truth all over again.
所以当共产党把所有西方的宣教士赶走的时候，也是中国教会开始能够生根发展的时候。
And so when Communist Party expels all missionaries, the maturity of the Chinese church begins there.
因为整个西方的church growth system是一个人为的 mentality 和圣经的原则。
Because the church growth system in the West is secular, man-made, and has quite a distance from the Bible.
西方的study 是 analytical, 是 Greek method 的这个 heredity.
The Western method of thinking is Greek and analytical.
而神用的方法是 基督的 Christological method, 是和人的思想完全不一样。
The method in the Bible is Christological, qualitatively different from all methods.
当教会受苦的时候,
and so the church suffers.
当教会受逼迫的时候,
and when the church is persecuted,
当无神论共产主义, 得到神主权的许可来迫害圣徒的时候,
and when atheism and Marxism, according to God's permissive will, persecutes the saints in the church,
教会无依无靠, 只能够从基督的苦难中间去进入基督当得的荣耀。
The church, helpless as it is, turns to Christ and through suffering enters into Christ's glory.
在这里呢, 这个彼得提到了这两句话语,
and so Peter says these two statements.
他说就是靠在他们心里基督的灵,
the Spirit of Christ in them,
预先证明,
pointed out ahead of time.
证明什么事呢?
What?
证明基督先受苦后进到荣耀。
Christ would suffer then enter into glory.
今天西方的教会很自由的结果就是教会自己的衰败。
The freedom of the church in the West is the cause for its decline.
Too much freedom of religion in West caused the decline of Christians here. 但是东方许多受苦的基督教竟然变成神祝福教会能明白先受苦难后进荣耀的必然的途径。
Suffering and persecution becomes the inevitable path to blessing for the church in the East.
我这一生没有受感动到西方念神学。
Throughout my life, I have never been touched by God that I must study theology in the West.
我期间也很自卑感。
At first, I had an inferiority complex.
有时候也很炫目。
Sometimes I admire.
结果我慢慢定下我的心智认为，感谢上帝，我不但没有在西方受神学训练，我年老都是要到在西方办神学。
Then I made a commitment. I did not study theology in the West. When I'm older, I will start a seminary in the West.
但是我的思想不是把东西割开，然后把东方当作比西方更重要，不是的。
Now, however, I do not make a dichotomy between East and West and think that the East is superior to the West. No.
我的 theology 还是 Reformed theology.
My theology is Reformed theology.
但是我不能完全接受 100% 的西方的思想。
However, I cannot accept Western thought 100%.
因为当西方遵照圣经的时候，我要尊重神的西方做的工作。
When the West follows the Bible, I will respect the work in the Bible.
当西方缺乏圣经真正的意义的时候，我要批判西方的神学。
But when the church in the West have lost the meaning of the Bible, then I must critique it.
当上帝在东方做了一些西方不能做的工作的时候，我要为东方的教会感谢上。
I thank God when the church in the East does things that the church in the West cannot do.
We from East and not from West, we are not called to follow East or West, but we are called to follow Jesus Christ in the Bible. Amen. 感谢上帝，他不需要翻译了。我们继续讲下去了。
Let's
take a look again. 这位基督呢,
what is the result of the investigation of the angel?
预先证明基督是什么时候受苦?
They prove the time of the suffering of Christ.
基督是怎样受苦?
And how he was to suffer.
什么时候受苦跟怎样受苦?
When and how?
这是表示的这个苦难是一个历史事件而不是一个idea里面的东西。
This means that the sufferings of Christ is a historical event and not just a thought.
这个就是表示上帝是 介入历史，在人类时间过程中间成全永恒旨意，有主权的大能者。
This means that God has a sovereign power to use historical events to accomplish His eternal plan.
感谢上帝,
praise be to God.
基督实实在在的历史里面,
because Jesus Christ was in history.
基督实实在在做了人,
Jesus Christ became man.
当你从现象把他当作就是一个人, 不再有其他的因素的时候，你就错了。
However, you're wrong if you only look at Jesus only as man.
因为他是神成了人。
Because he was God who became man.
来到人间受苦。
He came into the world and suffered there.
受了最大的痛苦。
He suffered the greatest pain.
在比拉多手下受苦。
Under Pontius Pilate.
有时候我读使徒信经的时候，我很妒忌比拉多。
Sometimes when I read the Apostles' Creed, I'm envious of Pilate.
他是谁？
Who is he?
全世界每一个基督徒每个礼拜念他的名字，一直做什么？
Why do Christians name his name every week?
岂有此理！
No reason for that.
现在那么多罪人,
there's so many sinners in the world.
偏偏这个罪人每个礼拜要念他名字一次。
Why this sinner gets named every week in church?
在本丢比拉多手下受难。
tried under Pontius Pilate.
在使徒信经里面只有两个人的名, 我们要一直念的。
Only two names are in the Apostles' Creed.
一个玛利亚,
Mary,
一个比拉多,
and Pilate.
玛利亚是圣徒,
Mary was a saint.
上帝拣选她, 猛大的女子, 透过她把基督降生出来, 念她的名字是可以的。
God chose her because she was most favored, and so we can name her name.
但是这个比拉多是谁, 我每个礼拜念她做什么呢?
Who's Pontius Pilate? I should mention
him every week. 这个很重要,
However, very important.
这表示神实实在在人间, 在历史里面, 在人的手下, 怎样受难, 谁加难于他, 都记录下来了。
This means that God came and suffered in history and named even the man under whom God suffered.
This is his historical event.
This is a
historical fact.
It really happened.
感谢上帝,
Thank God.
最后这15年的圣地考古,
the last 15 years of biblical archaeology
把圣经的可靠性越清楚地证明出来了。
Have prove the reliability of scriptures.
上个月的这一个 Times 杂志,
Time magazine last week,
有许多对圣经做见证的考古学的记录。
Well, there was many evidences for the Bible through archaeology.
6月份我布道团要派一个圣地专家来 Washington 专教圣地考古与圣经的思想。
I will send a biblical archaeologist in June to Washington D.C. for our institute.
在我们布道团里有这样一个同工。
We have a co-worker in our evangelistic ministry.
在25年里面,
I didn't know that in 25 years
上帝静静地预备他,
God has quietly prepared him.
25年里面买了4000本关于 Holy Land 的书。
In 25 years he bought 4,000 books on the Holy Land.
我请他讲学的时候,
When I asked him to lecture,
我说要介绍你一下,
I want to introduce you.
请问你到圣地几次?
How many times have you been to Holy Land?
他说没有多少次,
Not so many times.
只有20多次,
Only 20 sometimes.
我说你买了圣地的书有多少?
How many books have you bought on the Holy Land?
有没有1000本?
About 1,000 maybe?
他笑笑地说,
he smiled.
多了,
a little more.
有没有2000本?
2,000?
还更多,
a little more.
2,500?
再多一点, a little more.
3,000?
3,000?
还再多一点,
a little more.
多一点多少?
How many?
差不多4,000.
About 4,000.
不但如此,
Not only that,
他曾经用了3500块美金,
he used 35,100 US dollars,
在国际拍卖会里面买了2个铜钱, 就是从前与那个寡妇献上2个铜钱同样的那东西。
He bought 2 coins, just like the widow's coins in an international auction.
这个呢6月份也要来这里教一个礼拜。
He's coming in June to teach for a week.
这是真正的事情。
These are historical facts.
真正发生的事情。
They really happened.
神的儿子来到人间。
The Son of God came into the world. He came into history. He accomplished salvation for us.
先知考察, 基督怎样受苦, 在什么时候受苦, 在怎样的状况下面受苦。
The prophets invested into the when and the how of the sufferings and glories of Christ.
苦难, 他进入了荣耀。
And through the suffering, entered into glory.
他们得了启示, 知道所要传讲的一切事情是什么。
It was revealed to them.
这样我们很不奇怪, 当你读旧约圣经的时候,
No wonder when you read the Old Testament,
你看见受苦的基督,
You see the suffering Christ,
上帝受苦的仆人,
God's suffering servant,
要再再而三地显现在旧约圣经先知的话语里面,
Once and again appeared in through the words of the prophets.
这些先知离开世界的时候,
And when these prophets leave the world,
他们还没有看见耶稣了,
They haven't seen Jesus yet.
他们已经讲了耶稣,
They wrote about Jesus,
他们预言耶稣,
They predicted Jesus,
他们应许耶稣,
They promised Jesus.
他们传讲耶稣要来,
they proclaimed that Jesus will come.
他怎么来,
how he was come.
他怎么死,
how was he going to die.
他怎么长大,
and how was he going to grow up.
在哪撒勒,
and in Nazareth.
坐大卫的位置,
and going to be on David's throne.
被钉在十字架上,
he will be crucified on the cross.
他要从死里面复活,
and he will be raised from the dead.
完全还没有来临的事情, 他们都已先相信、查看, 而且分享预言了。
They watched and they shared these prophecies long before Christ came.
感谢上帝。
Praise be to God.
这是先知们的反应。
This is the response of the prophets.
先知们没有看见耶稣来。
They haven't seen Jesus coming.
当以赛亚说有一个童女要为我们降生的时候,
Isaiah says a virgin shall conceive.
那是耶稣降生以前差不多700年的事。
700 years before Christ was
born. 但为什么他这么讲呢?
Why did he say that?
因为他详细, 考察心中的圣灵。
Because he watched and understood what the Spirit told him.
他们对上帝的研究不是为了在神学拿一个学分戴一个帽子就可以毕业。
They studied the will of God not for diploma or hat in seminary.
他们对神的道的研究是要很准确的, 把上帝的旨意从福音的信息向世人传开来。
They studied so that they can proclaim the will of God in the gospel.
这是第二种。
This is the second.
天上的使者,
angels in heaven. Angels in heaven looked into.
旧约的先知,
Old Testament prophets looked into.
怎么样考察,
looked into the things of Christ.
结果, 上帝的儿子真的像他们所考察的，像神所预定所预言的，都在历史上成就了。
And so Jesus Christ, God's son, came and accomplished all that the angels and the prophets investigated.
我们看到第三样的反应。
Third response,
就是经过基督死而复活救恩大能的人怎样反应。
After the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, what about those who received redemption?
保罗说，我们若不传福音，我们就有灾祸了。
What was their response? Paul says, woe to me if I don't proclaim the gospel.
我愿意做，我就有赏赐。
If I do it, I have a reward.
我若不甘心做，责任已经交在我肩头上。
If I don't do it willingly, the task has been given to me.
保罗说，我传福音是不得已的。
Paul tells us, I am compelled.
因为我若不传福音，我就有灾祸。
If I do not preach the gospel, woe be to me.
但是如果我甘心做的话
，If I do it willingly,
我就有大的赏赐。
I have a great reward.
所以今天我要每个人再次重新审查你的福音负担，你的福音意向是什么
？Examine your vision and your motive today.
一个人讲道的时候
，Why do you preach the gospel?
他是为薪水讲，为了秀数讲，或者为神的福音从永远的计划讲，一下子就可以看出来。
Does a person preach for the salary, for scholarship, or for the will and glory of God? You can see it immediately.
一个好传道的人叫一个睡觉的人到礼拜堂来醒过来，一个坏的传道人叫醒过来的人到礼拜堂睡觉下去。
A good preacher wakes up he who sleeps. A bad preacher makes people who are awake.
为什么现代的人把做礼拜当成最讨厌、最不大兴趣的事情呢
？Why is it that worship becomes the most boring hour？
我这一生拼命做工，在加卡塔建立了个新的文化。
I worked all my life to establish a new culture in Jakarta。
加卡塔是一个最有钱的人不要去夜总会，要来听我讲道。
The most wealthy man doesn't want to go to nightclub. He comes to church, to my church.
他们认为这是一个特别的属灵的开导，特别的一个属灵的享受。
Because this is a special spiritual guidance and enjoyment.
不是在甚至讲道的场所里面受麻醉。
Yeah, not to be numbed in the worship service.
他们在神的道里面受光照、受启发，得到超然的智慧，甚至可以应付在世界上一切的事情上。
They receive enlightenment and supernatural wisdom that they may deal with the things of the earth.
你说汤姆斯九九来一次这样讲，谁不会
？You say, well, anybody can say this because you only come once in a while.
我告诉你，这六年来。我开那个教会差不多每个礼拜自己讲还没有讲过今天讲的这一篇
I tell you for 6 years I haven't even preached on this passage yet in my own church
每一篇都要讲新的东西
Every day a new message
每一天都要从圣经里挖出那真正的光辉出来照耀人
Every day new light from scripture
真的都永远是新鲜的
The Bible God's truth is always new and fresh
当我年轻的时候我发现许多的布道家就预备几篇的讲章走遍天下我求主赦免我不要变成这样的传道人
I don't want to be a kind of evangelist who use only a few sermons and go around the world
你在这里听他讲是这些在那里听他讲是这些从年幼到年老讲的是这些因为他 evergreen 从来没有老
You hear him preach the same message everywhere because he's evergreen he never grows up
结果使教会越来越老
And so the church grows old
许多人就离开上帝
And people leave God
因为上帝的真理不过是这么浅显不过是这么狭窄不过是这么肤浅
Because the truth of God is only so simple and superficial. May God have mercy on us.
先知一样详细查考
That like angels and prophets, we may investigate.
先知查考的时候
So when the prophets investigate,
他讲的话
that which they
spoke, 都应验了
well, fulfilled.
不是因为圣灵怕他们害羞就故意配合他所讲的
It's not that the Holy Spirit might be embarrassed, so the Holy Spirit works with them in their prophecy.
相反的
那
他们相信查考顺服圣灵所以预言中你讲出了正确的耶稣基督降生的一切的事情
Rather they obey the spirit and spoke out things that would be fulfilled in history
天使的神学研究
The angel's theology
先知的神学研究
The prophet's theological studies
应当趁着我们今天研究圣经明白圣经的榜样
Examples for us to follow to understand God's truth
不是模糊
Not confusion
不是固执
Not stubbornness,
不是偏差
not a leaning to one side,
乃是详细考察
rather intense search,
准确的了解
accurate understanding,
我们符合圣灵的启示
that we might be conformed to the revelation by the Spirit,
不是圣灵的启示符合我的看法
not that the Spirit's revelation might conform to my insight,
求主怜悯我们
may God have mercy on us,
这样先知所预言关于基督降生受死受苦活的事件都照着以他们所讲的应验了
And so the sufferings and the glories of Christ spoken by the prophets all were fulfilled.
神的启示是没有错误。
Because God's revelation is inerrant.
启示圣经的圣灵也感动先知们准确查考所预言出来。
The Holy Spirit who reveals worked in the prophets who accurately searched.
这些人都在耶稣降生以前,
All of these were before the birth of Christ.
耶稣钉十字架以前,
before the crucifixion of Christ.
耶稣基督复活以前,
before the resurrection of Christ.
耶稣基督升天以前,
before the ascension of Christ.
几百年来先知们传讲耶稣真正来到了。
For hundreds of years, the prophets proclaimed, and then Christ came and accomplished salvation prepared in eternity. And so when Jesus went back to heaven, the Holy Spirit came down. Before Jesus went to heaven, what was his message? Do not leave Jerusalem. Wait. Until the Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power.
Jerusalem, Samaria,
you shall be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. End of the world. The Spirit came down. What did they get? They shake, is that it?
做做跳舞?
They dance, is that it?
做做滚在地上?
They fall on the ground, is that it?
哈哈大笑,
they laugh, is that it?
Lots
of people go crazy in Toronto today.
Toronto blessing.
And they dare to call it the Toronto blessing.
It's Toronto cursing.
It's a curse in Toronto.
邪灵冒充, it's an
evil spirit and a counterfeit.
全本圣经从来没有一个人被圣灵充满,
the Bible never speaks of anybody who's filled with the Spirit and laughs on the floor for hours.
你不能想象耶稣被圣灵充满躺在地上哈哈哈哈一直笑。
Can you imagine the Spirit of Christ fulfilling you to laugh
for
hours?
Jesus was filled by Christ.
Jesus Christ filled by Christ and laugh for hours.
你不能想象保罗传福音传到一半，圣灵充满，他就倒下来，一直笑笑笑笑几个钟头。
Can you imagine Paul preaching filled with the Spirit and laugh for hours on the ground?
这个运动的里面，你看这个特别反对圣经的地方，就是他们对道不是忠实传讲，而是呢，读了几篇几节圣经，完全就注重经验。
The problem is that this movement does not carefully study and proclaim the word of God. They take a few verses and then they emphasize experience. Not so with the apostles. When the apostles proclaimed the revelation that was fulfilled by Jesus Christ, they received the fullness of the Spirit. The Spirit came down on them. And they receive power.
做什么?
What do they do?
告诉人家他有灵恩的经验吗?
Tell them the charismatic experience. Tell them that they could speak in tongues. No.
被圣灵充满永远就是高举耶稣基督。
Rather, forever they lifted up Jesus Christ. And they proclaimed Christ.
Glorified the crucified Jesus.
他荣耀那个被钉十字架的耶稣基督。 Praise be to God. Acts 2. Acts 3. Acts 5. Acts 7.
15.
Every message filled the Spirit glorifies Jesus Christ. After Chinese Mission 95, we say, I attended Chinese Mission. I heard Stephen Tong and Louis Pao and so on. I heard and I was in charge there. No use.
95传以后,你不猛猜,你不去传,你就枉然在这里享受上帝的恩典。
If you are not commissioned to serve and to witness, you wasted God's grace here.
你来这里出风头吗?
You come here to show off?
你来这里找机会吗?
You come here to look for opportunity? You come here to find relationships? Is that it? To show off the significance of ministry. Power be filled with the Holy Spirit that you might be a more powerful witness. Finally,
他们得了启示,
they saw that those things that were told not to them but were serving you.
They are talking not for themselves but they are preaching for you yourself. 有接下去呢，就是说，靠着天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人。
Those who have preached the gospel to you by the Spirit sent from heaven.
现在把这个事报给你们。
Now tells you these things.
所以我传福音的人是传什么呢？
So what does the preacher preach?
传天父所预备。
That which the Father has prepared.
圣子所成全。
That which the Son has accomplished.
圣灵所要施行。
The Spirit that has applied.
天使所查看。
That which the angels long to look into.
先知所证明的。
That which the prophets confirm.
基督的受苦。
Jesus' resurrection. Jesus' resurrection.
现在我传。
我们传出来，我们靠什么传出来？ By what power?
靠着天上来的圣灵把福音传给你。
By the power.
power of the Holy Spirit sent from heaven.
感谢上帝.
Thanks be to God.
我今天要先讲到这个地方.
I'll stop here tonight.
明天早上,
tomorrow morning,
我一讲完,
after I'm finished,
我就上飞机,
I go on, I hop on a plane, and I leave you.
明天我们思想, 我们怎么靠圣灵传福音?
Tomorrow we'll see how we preach by the Spirit.
我们的听众怎么样成为一个圣徒?
And how our audience can be saints.
求主怜悯, 特别是华人,
may God have mercy on the Chinese.
华人得罪上帝太大,
because Chinese have offended God greatly.
华人流上帝的仆人的血太多了,
the Chinese have shed the blood of God's servants. The Chinese persecuted missionaries.
华人逼迫教会太多了,
the Chinese persecuted the church.
我们也求助赦免我们,
may God forgive us.
从我们心中间兴起一大批的人,
that God may raise up from us a great host.
无论是男女老幼,
male or female, old or young.
我们奉献自己,
dedicate ourselves.
为主工作,
work for God.
圣灵,
by the Spirit's power.
拯救同胞,
save our fellow men.
复兴中华文化,
and revive the culture of China.
振奋中国国人的心,
impact the souls of Chinese hearts.
把在共产主义所带来的文化同这个道德破产的社会重新振作起来,
reconstruct this society and culture that has been made bankrupt by communism and immorality. Fill those hearts that have been disillusioned by secular scholarship. Bring every fallen soul back into Jesus Christ through conversion and repentance. You and me. Pray. Not I.
We
have no qualification.
我只能说主啊,
we can only say,
如果你要用我,
Lord, if you want to use me,
求你接近我,
send me,
你差派我,
and then send me,
你呼召我,
call me,
你给我耳朵能听见你的呼召,
give me ears to hear
你接近我的心,
your call,
我的口是我有资格服侍,
cleanse my heart and my mouth that I can serve you.
你愿意不愿意?
Are you willing?
愿主赐福我们,
are you willing? God may bless you.
我们现在低头祷告,
let's pray together.
我们大家低头闭眼睛的时候,
and as we pray and bow,
我要奉主的名问你,
in the name of God,
有哪一个人,
I ask, which one of you?
你是主啊,
okay, Lord,
我感谢你,
I thank you,
对我讲了这么多宝贵的话,
that you have spoken to me precious words,
这么多重要的信息,
important messages,
我感谢你,
I thank you,
我要把荣耀归给你,
I want to give glory to you,
今天早上,
this morning,
求主你的灵感动我,
may your spirit work in my heart,
使我像天使一样详细考虑,
like angels, I may search into your things.
使我像先知们一样详细思考,
like prophets, I may investigate into your word.
使我像圣徒使徒一样的靠圣灵传,
like apostles and the saints, I may proclaim your
主啊,
word.
你的灵感动,
Lord, may your spirit
move me. 若是你肯你用我,
if you're willing, Lord,
用我的思想,
use me. Use my mind.
用我的口,
use my mouth.
用我的手,
use my hands.
用我的心,
use my heart.
用我的话语,
use my words.
用我的关系,
use my relationship.
用我与人的交情,
use my relationship. 给我勇敢传福音, give me boldness.
用我的智慧,
use my wisdom.
用我的才干,
use my talent.
这些都是你来的,
all these
用我的金钱,
use my money.
这从你来的,
it comes from you.
使我有份于你的工作,
that I can participate and have a part in your work.
有这样的人,
anybody?
请你把手举起来,
raise your hand.
有哪一个人?
How many?
感谢主,
thank God.
感谢主,
thank God.
感谢主,
thank God.
感谢主, 手放下来, 我们大家站起来,
let us all stand.
我们恳切为自己祷告,
and we pray for ourselves earnestly.
为我们要怎么样被主使用, 求主的主权彰显来祷告,
pray that in God's sovereignty he may use.
我们大家恳切开声祷告,
we all prayed out loud.
主啊, 我们感谢, 我们赞美你, 因为主, 你自己的恩, 你自己的爱, 你已经对我们讲了许多的话语, 我们恭敬把自己放在你的每一个人开声祷告,
主啊, 求主你怜悯我们,
叫我们在你面前顺服你, 今天给我们看见先知们怎么样详细考察, 给我们看见天使怎么样愿意详细明白, 为人的救恩欢喜快乐, 我们把我们自己奉献在你手中, 求主你施恩, 求主你怜悯, 你没有撇下我们, 没有丢弃我们, 你捆绑三代的作为, 叫我们在你面前蒙恩, 主啊我们不能做什么, 我们恭敬把我们每一位弟兄姊妹交托给你, 主啊求主你开通我们的心, 主啊你光照我们的思想, 你打动我们的心灵, 主啊你感化我们每一个人, 使我们顺服你, 依靠你, 以认识你的真理, 明白你的道, 我们把自己奉献在你的手中, 被你使用, 若是你肯你接近我们, 若是你肯你呼召我们, 主啊若是你肯你使用我们, 给我们整份中华大地, 重整中国文化, 要把人的心归向你, 我们愿意奉献自己的福音的工作上, 从你的道上, 做一个真正忠于你, 为国家, 为人民, 为我们的同胞, 来奉献自己, 做你工作的工人, 做你听我们的祷告, 我们感谢你, 我们赞美你, 我们这样祈求祷告, 奉主耶稣基督的圣名, 祈求你, 阿们, 再请林博士带领我们祷告。
Our Father, we pray that you will confirm that which we have said before you. Where there is a humble and contrite heart, Lord, you do not despise. So when we repent of our sins of pride and ignorance and neglect of your word, have mercy on us and fill the Chinese church with the word as the waters cover the sea. Father, give us a mighty message to proclaim into the third millennium, not because it is our privilege to live in such tremendous times, but because you intend to manifest your glory, your truth, and your wonder. Allow us to be lifted to lofty heights to see the angels' wonder and the prophets' work, that we may come back down and say, praise you. We worship you this morning because you're worthy of our worship. We give our lives to you because you're worthy to claim our lives in the first place. May Jesus be Lord, cleanse us and protect us from evil, from lower priorities, from entangled relationships, from impurity. Use us, have mercy on us and our loved ones. In Jesus' glorious name we pray.
Amen.
Please be seated.
这可能是我最后一次被你们邀请在这里讲道。
This may be my last time being invited by you.
不要笑, 没有什么好笑。
Don't laugh.
因为我不再做 guest speaker.
Because I will not be a guest speaker anymore.
所以我主讲的聚会都是要从我们自己主办。
Because I'm going to conduct my own meetings from now on.
或者我们以那些可靠的真正纯正和我们标准的单位来替我主办单位。
Or we co-sponsor with those who have the standards that conform to ours.
所以我的聚会从明年开始 不接受路费同酬谢金。
Starting next year, I do not accept honoraria and travel expenses.
那些都是我们认为应当我们与你们配合的神的工作。
We do those that we think we should do.
如果你们认为我的工作对你们有足的这个印证，有足的赐福，你们可以奉献给布道团的工作。
If you feel that our work is confirmed by the Spirit of God, then you can make contributions to our ministry.
我们从来没有到北美洲来募捐的。
We have never solicited funds in North America.
我们六月份要开一个学院。
In June, we will have a school.
就是用 American University campus.
We will use the campus of the American University. We spend great funds.
我们第一年是从印尼带钱来做。
First year, we bring Indonesian money.
不是来向你们要的。
Not to ask from you.
如果你们感到北美需要，你们才支持，否则不要支持。
But if you feel North America needs this, then support it. Otherwise, don't support it.
除非上帝要用你的钱。
Unless God wants to use your money.
所以如果你们愿意知道，可以在后面那边，你们可以要在 summer 里面好好研究上帝的道同文化之间关系的，你们可以拿这个 brochure。不需要的不要拿，因为这一次单单印这个 brochure，差不多连这个 post 差不多用了10,000块美金，没有一个人奉献。
Take this only if you need it, if you want it, because it costs us $10,000 just to print the brochures and the
明天早上我要最后一次在这里对你们讲。Tomorrow
morning I have my final message with you.
愿主预备你的心,
May God prepare your heart. When God calls you, submit to Him.
我们祷告散会。
After silent prayer.